Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Boston City politics. While five of the incumbent Boston City councilors are running unopposed this year, the longest-serving member of the council faces what could be his toughest challenge ever. Charles Yancey is facing off against a well-funded political newcomer who says the 4th Council District that covers parts of Dorchester, Mattapan, Roslindale, and Jamaica Plain is ready for a change. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports.
66-year-old Charles Yancey is now in his 32nd year on the Boston City Council. First elected in 1983, he's completing his 16th term. Over that period, he's found himself at odds with three different mayors at times.
When I propose that we build a police station in District 4, Ray Flynn said no. And had I been the go-along, to get along type of elected official or politician, I would have accepted that. But if I would have accepted that, we would not have a police station on the corner of Morton Blue today.
Yancey had a stunning wake-up call in the preliminary election this month. He qualified for the final election but finished behind a challenger half his age.
I think there is tremendous power when you can speak from actual experience. And so when you're talking or sitting in rooms and talking about what it means to be poor, when you're sitting in rooms and talking about what it means to need affordable housing, when you're sitting in rooms and talking about what it means to visit a prison or loved one in a prison regularly.
33-year-old Andrea Campbell grew up in Roxbury but now lives in Mattapan. She's never run for public office before. The former member of Governor Patrick's legal staff is appealing to voters by sharing her personal experiences.
Losing my mom, my biological mom, in a car accident when I was 8 months old. And she died in a car accident going to visit my father, who was in prison. Not meeting my father until I was 8. So speaking about experiences of living with a grandmother who did the best she could but struggled with alcoholism. Or speaking about experiences of what it meant to bounce around from a couple of different foster care homes.
Campbell, whose twin brother died while he was being held by the Department of Corrections, says she wants to become a voice for people going through struggles like the ones she's experienced. Even though she's new to politics, voters in the district know her name and face.
Her grassroots campaign has really impressed me. I've had phone calls. I've had visitors coming to the door. Are there any questions? Are there any concerns that you have? Numerous times, not just on election day.
Retired Boston public school teacher Ellen Dunn displays a Campbell sign in front of her Dorchester home.
I had decided that I thought we needed new blood.
Right across the street from Dunn lives Crystal Haynes, who taught at the same school as Dunn and has a lawn sign for Yancey.
I think that Yancey's years in service and all of his accomplishments prove that he really is the best candidate. When he said that we should have nothing to do with any businesses who have any investments in South Africa, they were yelling at him, how dare you bring global issues here into the city of Boston? Just deal with issues of the city of Boston. But then when it became a global front and everywhere in the nation said divest, then it was okay. That's part of why I support him.
Campbell has raised about $150,000 for her campaign. That's about three times as much as Yancey, who notes some of Campbell's support comes from people with whom he's clashed at City Hall, people from outside the district. Campbell's response?
We're seeing a major uptick in those contributions from the district residents, District 4 residents. Now that people know me, but I'm very proud for anyone who would go into their pocket to give money to this campaign.
After all of his years in office, Yancey says there are just a few more things he wants to accomplish, creating a police civilian review board, equipping police officers with body cameras, and getting a new high school built at the old Boston State Hospital site in Mattapan.
And when we get that high school built, we're going to have a system of accountability for the Boston Police Department. But most of all, we're going to continue to have strong advocacy for the people who live in Dorchester and Mattapan and Roslindale and Jamaica Plain and even outside of my district. Because I think it is important that when you cast a vote in the city council, you realize that you cast a vote not just for your district, but for the entire city. And that's my commitment.
After that, and after one more term, Yancey says he'll think about doing something else. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.